Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Well, he set a Dryden GM Ice Dogs record this season for goals and points and was recently named the Superior International Junior Hockey League Player of the Year. Join us now is Braden Alkins. Braden, congratulations on this achievement and welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, thank you very much.
53 goals this season, 97 points. What does it feel like to become just the third player in SIJHL history to hit the 50-goal mark on a season?
It's been pretty cool. I can't really explain it. I just had a lot of fun this year.
Not only did you lead the SIJHL in goals and points this year, but you finished second in entire CJHL in both those categories as well. How much do you keep track of what's going on across the rest of the country as you're starting to put together these numbers?
I kind of just try and focus on my team and my game. My teammates helped me out a lot to reach that goal mark, so shout out to them, and it's been good.
Obviously, you've got a great shot now winning the CJHL Player of the Year from coast to coast, and that's going to be announced in May at the RBC Cup. What would winning an award like that mean to you personally?
It'd be awesome. I've never thought once in my life that I'd have a shot at something like that, and I'm just happy to do it for the team, the organization, because it's been a great place to play, and it's been a great year.
Dryden was listed on the CJHL's top 20 list among almost all season long. You swept the three-time defending SIJHL champion Fort Frances Lakers in round two of the playoffs. You set up the game winner in the overtime in game four. Talk to us about that series and where do you go from here?
There's been a lot of bad blood, you could say, over the past few years. Last year, they beat us in the final. So we really had a chip on our shoulder trying to get back at them. It was nice to sweep. Derek McPhail, shout out. He put that one in. It's a good play in front of the net. And we're just looking ahead to get a championship here in Dryden.
For nine guys on the Ice Dogs, including yourself, it's your last year of junior hockey. How much would it mean for you guys to win the league and move on to the Dudley Hewitt Cup in this year, last year in junior?
It'd be amazing just to go with a bang. I know the nine guys and everyone on the team wants it just as bad as I do. And I just hope we can bring it back to the town and to the program because it's been so good to us.
When you look around the team, talk to me about some of the other guys on the team that have helped you guys to get to where you are right now.
I think it starts from the top, right at our captain, Derek McPhail. He's ever since I came to the program, he's done a great job mentoring me and just showing me the ropes a little bit. My roommate's been good to me, Nick Noseworthy. He's always been there when things got tough. I can't say enough good things about our president, Mike Svensson, and all the other coaching staff, Kurt, Brecci, our trainer. I just only have good things to say about the people here.
You're originally from BC, but you played the last two seasons in the SIJHL with Dryden. How did that transition come to be, and what's it been like being somewhere who's living in northwestern Ontario now instead of BC?
It was a crazy transition. I was playing Junior B in BC in my hometown, and I wasn't 100% sure what I wanted to do with hockey. And then Tanner Watt and Nick Noseworthy, two kids who played on my team. I played in Golden in the KIJHL. They came out here, and I got a message. And they just asked what I was doing and if I had interest in maybe coming out here with them. So I emailed Kurt, and he set me up with a card and everything, got me out here, and I have no regrets.
What's next for you next year?
I'm hoping to move on to play college hockey somewhere in the States or in Canada.
Well, listen, congratulations on what you've accomplished. It's been a heck of a season. Great talking to you, and good luck the rest of the way. Who knows, maybe we'll be talking to you at the RBC Cup.
Thank you very much. I hope so.
That was Dryden GM Ice Dog Sniper Braden Alkins, the SIJHL Player of the Year. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.